Brandon, so, how did it go out there today?
It was good. It went good. It went good. It's just a humble experience. You know, I'm just humbled to be here.
Did the altitude bother you?
Oh, honestly, no. Even though I've been in LA training, I came back here. I got some shots up last night, and I ran around for a little bit, you know, because I know as soon as you go back to LA for a couple weeks, it kind of hits you again. But it didn't really hit me like that today.
No. How do you think you did today?
I think I did solid. You know, I think I held my own out there. I just went out there and shot the ball like I could. You know, I think I could shoot it a little better. You know, and just being me.
You've been hearing your whole life you're too small to play this game.
Of course.
Now it's an even bigger story.
Yeah.
Getting to this level. What are your thoughts on that?
That's funny that you say that because I heard that in high school. You know, I heard that in high school. It was like you dominate in high school, but college is even bigger. You know, but I never thought about it like that. I never thought about me being so small. You know, I've always thought about being the toughest guy that I can be. You know, and once I feel like I'm the toughest. I don't feel like anything can stop me, honestly.
Brandon, what is your agent or maybe even what the Jazz executives are saying to you about your NBA prospects?
My agent is a great guy, by the way. He's just saying go out there and be yourself. You know, he's getting me a couple workouts, you know, which is a great opportunity. He said go out there and be yourself. He said the Lakers thought I had a pretty well workout. You know, I'm going to wait to hear what he said about the Jazz. And he's just saying I have an opportunity to make summer league, you know, and once that opportunity presents itself, and that's where I can focus myself on summer league and really focus on the pro career.
Do you envision yourself maybe going overseas if the NBA doesn't work out for you?
Of course. If the NBA, which is first and foremost priority for me, you know, overseas would definitely be an option that I would definitely consider going over.
What are you specifically trying to show during these workouts?
Being a good teammate, along with just my skill set. I think the skill set is just going to come play out, like how during the drills, you know, they've seen me play. They'll obviously see my skill set, but it's a lot more than I think I could bring to the table as far as being a teammate, being a leader, you know, actually knowing the game, you know, and just being a leader out there and being a great teammate.
You had a couple guys here that you played against, Washington and BYU. What was that like? Did that add any competitiveness to you or fun or?
Yeah, a little fun, especially BYU. No, but those guys are good. Those guys are good. Even the freshman from Washington, Murray has a bright future. He has a bright future, and Chase is one hell of a shooter, and he showed that today.
What was it like to be on the court with Chase again after the fireworks from last night?
The fireworks. At least it didn't involve him, you know, so it was good. It was good. It was cool, you know, but it's a part of the game. Part of the game of basketball.
What are some of the things that you remember about Jakob, playing with Jakob, and, you know, is there a funny story that you can tell about him and, you know, just how he's going to do at this next level?
A story, man. There's so many. That just know he loved the heck out of college. Just know that. there's just so many stories, man. It's not one that's just pinpointed. It's along with him, Austin, the rest of the Jordan, Dakari, Kyle, Isaiah, you know, it's all, if it's a story that involves Jakob, it involves all of us, you know. And quite some of those stories I might not be able to share with y'all. No, but it's just some great college memories.
How closely did you follow the Jazz being here the last 4 years?
Very closely. I went to a couple games. I went to the couple games, especially when the Lakers came out and played. You know, and just studying, just having the NBA team here, you know, I watched them closely, watched the guards, you know, and just watch how they play, you know. And I'm a big fan of Gordon Hayward. I think he's a tremendous player, you know, and I just – I watched them, so I've been a big fan of Utah Jazz.
Throughout this process, how much have you talked with – you know, Jordan and Jakob and maybe some of these other guys?
I just talked to Jordan the other day. He said he's having a couple workouts. He's doing pretty good in his workouts. Jakob said he's having the time of his life. You know, he just likes getting into the NBA and having the opportunity of being a lottery pick, first round pick, you know. So those guys they're holding up their end of the stick, you know, so I just have to hold up mine.
Does it help the confidence that, like we were talking about earlier, you know, you've overcome some doubters at every level so far?
Of course.
Can you draw on that now?
Yeah, yeah, and to be quite honest with you, I mean, now it's the NBA, you know, so now just thinking of the NBA, you start to think a little bit. I was like, okay, well, is this really a deal of you being too small to play in the NBA and stuff like that? I guess you can get past it, high school, college and stuff like that, but I don't let it sink in. It never sinks in. Even if I think it, it kind of washes away because that's not me. That's not how I think of the game of basketball. I think of the game of basketball as being a fighter. You know, guys like AI. You know, guys like Isaiah Thomas. You know, it's not the size of the dog. You know, it's the size of the heart that's in the dog. You know, so that's all I thought about the game my whole life. So I'm not gonna switch it now.
Is DeLon giving you any advice about throughout this process, or is he busy with
yeah.
what he was doing?
Yeah, he's just go out there and do you. You know, do you. And he believes I'll get an opportunity. You know, he said he's too good to not get one. You know, so he just says, just go out there and be you.